Ladies and gentlemen, from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Ring Talk is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Bring it.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Yeah, let's start building some hurting bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title now for better than 27 years. Today, I do not disappoint. First up, we'll talk with writer Kevin Perry and preview tonight's, of course, middleweight title fight between Sergio Martinez and Matthew Macklin. Then we'll go to the late, great Bud Schoenberg. That's right, the man that directed, wrote, and was so, such an integral part of On the Waterfront, one of the greatest boxing movies, not one of the greatest movies of all time, and won 8 Academy Awards, I believe. So Bud Schoenberg will be here with us tonight, as will Lenny Williams, a platinum recording artist. Then we'll finish things up with the Ghost, Robert the Ghost Guerrero. Of course, the once-beaten lightweight junior welterweight, now welterweight, fighting out of Gilroy, California, the garlic capital of the world, has a big announcement today on today's show. So we do have open phone lines coast to coast. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We've also got the Twitter going on, and that is twitter.com, the hash mark, Ring Talk. So straight up, we got it going on this morning as far as boxing and MMA is concerned. This is the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And we are each and every Saturday morning, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, live worldwide on the Internet. And, of course, I'm trying to put a broadcast together right now on Ustream at Facebook.com/Ustream, and we'll see what's happening there. So it's Facebook.com/RingTalk, and then go to Ustream and see if it's coming up. I'm not figuring the audio out here. I'm looking at the screen and not seeing any audio, but it may be happening. I don't know. Anyway, you've got 2 hours of boxing and MMA today on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I invite you to join me. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. You tune to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. That is East Bay Soul. We saw them last night at Yoshi's in Oakland. They were kicking butt.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls.
You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-814-5031. That's 800-814-5031. Not available in all states.
Before I get back to kicking A, don't forget the website, folks, 24/7 on the web at rinktalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
You can now hear your favorite Sports Byline USA Network shows while on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio. The latest episode is always available. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content. Stitcher delivers personalized audio streams on demand right on your smartphone. Available for your iPhone, Android phones, webOS phones, or your BlackBerry. Stitcher is also available in some GM and Ford dashboard systems. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out your app store. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on.
The horns of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tower of Power is still on a month-long European tour. Can't wait for the boys to get back to the U.S. of A. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the MMA Hour airs on Saturday at noon Pacific time. That's 3 p.m. Eastern time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. First up today, one of my premier writers at ringtalk.com. He's also the webmaster of the website. I'm talking about KP, the king himself, Kevin Perry. What's up, Big K?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you today?
Good.
All right. Big fight tonight. Well, I guess it's a big fight for Sergio Martinez. He's fighting in the Garden, or he's fighting. Is he fighting in the Garden, or is he fighting in the Felt Forum, the little arena next door to the Garden? Do you know?
I think it's the theater.
That's what I thought.
And I think it's like a 5,000-seat ballroom type arena.
Yeah, it is. They used to call it the Felt Forum, and we used to see closed-circuit fights there and things like that. But, you know, when you look at the total the landscape of boxing, this guy, he gets no respect. He has no fan base. The WBC dumps on him, the World Boxing Circus, the World Boxing Council, call him what you want. But they dump on him. They name Julio Cesar Chavez the middleweight champion, call him the diamond champion or the champion emeritus or something like that. So the bottom line is, why can't this guy get any respect after what he did to Kelly Pavlik and Paul Williams?
Well, he's kind of like what you would call a man without a country. He's born in Argentina, used to live in Spain, and now he lives in Oxnard, California. So.
Yeah.
He kind of really doesn't have a real solid foundation to build off of. He's Argentinian, but he doesn't fight over there. He doesn't fight in, and I think part of the problem is the guy lives in Oxnard, which is California itself is probably one of the biggest markets for boxing. There's a lot of Hispanics here, and that's the major fan base in boxing. He never fights over here. He fights in Atlantic City, so that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me either.
Okay, tonight he's taking on Matthew Macklin, a thrice-beaten British middleweight, former junior middleweight, as was Mr. Martinez. He has about a snowball's chance in hell, doesn't he?
He has a chance. The only problem with Macklin is he's kind of like a straight-ahead fighter. He stands right in front of you. He's got decent tools. He's not really too slow, but the problem is he doesn't have very good defense. He's just right there to be hit. And he's going to come to fight. He's going to come to win. I think that's probably the reason why he's going to get knocked out. Sergio Martinez's last opponent, Darren Barker, another guy from Britain, he seemed to kind of do decent. But the thing was, he was just trying to not get himself knocked out. So that's why he did a little better. But he didn't give himself a chance to win because he didn't take chances. I think Macklin's going to take chances, but that's going to be the reason why he doesn't make it the distance.
Ray Leonard once told me the difference between being good and being great is you've got to gamble. You talked about taking chances. Do you agree with Ray on that one?
Oh, 100%. But the problem in this instance, that's what Macklin has to do, but that's going to be his downfall, in my opinion. He's just not a. I don't think he's a big enough puncher to win the fight. and I don't think he really has the boxing skills. Okay. Decent boxer, but he's just too straight up, and he's not he doesn't do enough moving. He's just way too easy to hit.
Okay, the fight that people want to see, or at least I do, is Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and Sergio Martinez, because the WBC, or the World Boxing Circus, as you so aptly named them, has decided to declare Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., or Junior, whatever you want to call him, I call him Junior, their middleweight champion. Now, he's making pretty good bucks, but, you know, he's a bit of a paper champion, and Martinez is the true world middleweight champion. I mean, how does Sergio Martinez escape this Rodney Dangerfield stereotype?
I think he just needs to keep knocking off these opponents. I mean, really, at middleweight, there's not a whole lot of top opponents that he can fight. He just got to keep beating the guys they put in front of him. He makes pretty good money when you consider he doesn't have a fan base. I mean, the guy can't really complain about a whole lot. And he can't sit there worrying about Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. and the WBC and all these other clowns. All he's got to do is make sure that he gets the dates on HBO. He makes his million or million and a half bucks or whatever they're paying him to fight on HBO, and make his money and enjoy his life. He can't sit there trying to expect that these fighters are going to get in the ring with him, because it's a high risk. It's a little reward for them. They can go and fight pretty much any fighter that they want to face and get and make big bucks doing it, because they draw ratings. And unfortunately, that's the situation that he's in. But he should feel very fortunate that he lets his fist do the talking, and he still, gets the dates on HBO, and he gets a decent check at the end of the day.
Yeah, but the guys he's fighting, Barker the last time, Macklin this time, I mean, I know there isn't a whole lot of middle.
Well, I see what you're saying, but I mean, what's the alternative?
Not to fight.
What alternative opponents would you propose him to fight? The guys that he could fight, Felix Sturm, for example. Sturm's not going to come over here and fight Sergio Martinez. I think Daniel Gill is one of the other belt holders at 160. He's based out of Australia. He did a decent ratings over there. I don't see him coming over here to fight Martinez. Although I heard he said he would come, out of Australia to fight one of the champions, but I just don't see that happening. I don't see any interest from the U.S. Fans to see that fight. So I think he just needs to keep fighting whoever they put in front of him.
We're talking with Kevin Perry of RingTalk.com, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Boxing Hour, your inside look into the world of boxing, of course. Following us on many of these same sports byline stations will be the MMA Hour, where we discuss the world of mixed martial arts. Most importantly, of course, the big elephant in the room, talk about the UFC and Strikeforce. We'll also talk a little Bellator today. That is the second hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, both these shows are available on podcast and at ringtalk.com. So you can check the website, hit the podcast, you can download the show, you can do just about whatever you want when you go to ringtalk.com as far as listening to prior shows are concerned. Miguel Cotto and Floyd Mayweather is coming up now. We've got about less than a month and a half for that. Floyd's in training. Of course, Floyd's one of the most serious trainers when it comes to getting in shape. I mean, the man will be in shape come May the 5th, no question about that. Does Miguel Cotto have a real good shot here, or is it just that Floyd's so much better than everybody else that he doesn't?
I don't know. I think Cotto has, a minimal shot. The whole problem with Cotto is he's kind of easy to hit. And Floyd Mayweather, I guess Floyd Mayweather is a superior boxer. The biggest problem, I guess, with Floyd to me is Floyd's not a big puncher. And I think to beat Floyd, you got to try to walk through his punches. And you got to put constant pressure on him. And I don't think that's the fighter Cotto is nowadays. He's kind of more of a boxer puncher. He kind of lays back, and he's got decent tools, decent skills. But I think a pressure fighter who's real strong. Like, for example, if you put Floyd in there with James Kirkland, I think that would be a hell of a fight, because James Kirkland would come to fight. He'd keep coming forward. He's a southpaw. He put the pressure on. He's got power. But Cotto is just, I think, a little bit too tentative to beat Floyd Mayweather. What do you think about Floyd Mayweather fighting James Kirkland?
Well, you know, Kirkland lacks a little intestinal fortitude. He wouldn't step up and fight Austin Trout. They offered him a fight with Austin Trout, the WBA junior middleweight champion. They said, nah, no, you don't want that.
I don't think that's Kirkland. I think that's Golden Boy Promotions isn't going to want to do a fight with Austin Trout, because Austin Trout is a boxer, and he might just be able to outbox Kirkland. Kirkland's going to do better against guys that are brawlers, you know, guys like, Alfredo Angulo. And then somebody like Mayweather is smaller, so that would be probably a good opponent for him. And obviously the money, of course.
You know where Mayweather was pressed, I thought, in his fight with Carlos Hernandez back in 2001? He hurt his hands, and you're right, the Hernandez was starting to walk through his punches. I mean, Floyd did win going away, 117-109, 116-111, 119-109 on the three scorecards. But the scores weren't indicative of how the fight really went there. There was a point in time there where Floyd Mayweather had to talk to him, say to himself, you know, do I really want this fight? Do I really want to be great? Because his hands were hurt and he was injured. And he fought back and he showed the intestinal fortitude, you know, that a lot of people think he doesn't have, because most of his fights are so easy.
I see what you're saying. I think Floyd Mayweather has plenty of guts when he's in the ring. The only problem is I don't think he has the guts to fight the top fighters when they're in their prime. And I think most people have seen it throughout his career. He's very reluctant to fight top-notch fighters. And I think people saw that when he retired, when the welterweight division was at its best. It was in years when they had Paul Williams and Antonio Margarito. I think Pacquiao was pretty close to that weight at that time.
Kevin, I hate to interrupt you, man, but he licks Manny Pacquiao like a stamp. He went through Juan Manuel Marquez in 12 rounds, never got hit, never lost a minute of 36 minutes of boxing. Manny Pacquiao goes life and death with Juan Manuel Marquez in the minds of a lot of people. I know
you,
not
you.
You
know what, I will agree with you that I think Mayweather beats Pacquiao, but I don't think it has anything to do with the Marquez fights, because styles make fights. Marquez had already fought 24 rounds with the guy before the third time, so he kind of had that style of Pacquiao kind of figured out. And I think it's obvious that Pacquiao's not all that good at making adjustments as Marquez is. Marquez is a much smarter fighter, technically better. So I think the southpaw style of Pacquiao will give Mayweather a lot of problems. The fact that Mayweather, he doesn't like to exchange punches. Mayweather kind of waits for he doesn't like to exchange and throw punches when his other, you know, his opponent's throwing. That's something Marquez does very well, and that worked against Pacquiao.
Okay. Kevin Perry, I'll say one thing about Manny Pacquiao. He's good at making kids over there in the Philippines and not paying child support. I got to run on that one, okay?
All right, man.
Much peace, much respect. Kevin Perry of RinkTalk.com. A little Only So Much Oil in the Ground from the Tower of Power. Boy, is that song apropos today, huh? With gas being $404.50 a gallon. Next up, the great Bud Schoberg of On the Waterfront, of course, of Marlon Brando, back in the Marlon Brando days. We'll also bring in Lenny Williams, the platinum recording artist as well. That's Lenny's voice as you hear right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-358-3544. That's 1-800-358-3544.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
What's a southpaw?
Southpaw means you're left-handed. And a southpaw throws your timing off, you see? Other guys, it throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from? I'll tell you. A long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting around, I think it was around Philadelphia. And his arm, he was left-handed, his arm was facing towards New Jersey, you see? And that's south. So naturally, they call him southpaw. You see? Southpaw, South Jersey, South Camden, southpaw. You know what I mean?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Hey, yo.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Ah, the classic voice of the impeccable Lenny Williams, who will join us in just a couple of minutes. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. On the Waterfront was a 1954 American movie. Of course, it starred Marlon Brando, Rod Steiger, Eva Marie Saint, Lee J. Cobb, and Carl Malden. Remember him, the guy with the funny nose, the big old nose from the streets of San Francisco? Anyway, it won 8 Academy Awards, Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Director. And, of course, it was written by the late, great Bud Schoenberg. In fact, you know, a few years ago, I got a hold of Bud. I think we were in Foxwoods in Connecticut. And I got Bud Schoenberg and I took him aside and I tried to get him away from all the noise of the ring. And we ran this interview.
There is a legend in the house, folks. Legendary Bud Schoenberg, of course, the writer of On the Waterfront and lots of other epics. What brings you to Foxwoods tonight? A good fight?
Well, it should be a good fight, I think. Yeah, I think it's a very lively fight. And I live not too far away, so I...
What was it like to be around Marlon Brando back in the day?
Well, actually, at that time, Marlon, we got along very well, really very well. He was very down to earth at that time. Nothing spoiled about him at all. And he worked with us very, very well. He was on the set on time, and he was right there
Okay.
And
another big fight fan from the 50s in that era, of course, was the great one, Jackie Gleason. Did you ever have any work with Jackie?
I didn't work with Jackie. We talked a couple of times about doing something together. And he was kind of a genius, Jackie Gleason. He really was. I had a lot of respect for him. But we never got our project together.
What was your first exposure to boxing?
God, I was about 11 years old. My old man was a big boxing fan, and he took me. I was about 10 years old the first time, and we went twice a week. We went down to the Olympic Auditorium.
Los Angeles?
Yeah, in L.A. And the Hollywood
Bowl? Hollywood Legion.
Yeah, we went there every week for years and years.
Were you a wrestling fan, too?
Never been much of a wrestling fan, no.
Best fighter you ever saw?
God, I saw some great ones. I think Ida Lewis, Joe Lewis, Billy Conn the first time, and Sugar Ray Robinson, Jake LaMotta, I think it was their sixth time. I think those were the two at the same.
You're a legendary writer. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. Very good to meet you.
Legendary Bud Schoberg, folks, a Hall of Famer. Thank you.
The man was born in 1914, died in 2009. He was a great guy to be around, and as you can see, he was aging at that point in time. I think he was about 92 years old, so he lived to the ripe old age of 95. If I can make 95, I'll be happy. My next guest is one hell of a performer. Of course, he is Lenny Williams of LennyWilliams.com, platinum recording artist. The man's got the voice that never seems to fade. How are you doing this morning, Mr. Williams?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. And yourself?
I'm doing all right, man. Tell me, you think Floyd Mayweather, is he going to school Miguel Cotto on May the 5th, or has Cotto got a real shot here?
I think Cotto's going to lose. I don't think he could handle Mayweather. I think Mayweather's too fast for him, and I think it's going to hurt him, yeah.
You know, I'm some people think that I'm wrong here, but I think he licks Manny Pacquiao like a stamp. In fact, I think they should arrest Floyd Mayweather when he fights Manny Pacquiao after the fight for domestic violence. He beats up on Manny Pacquiao so easily, especially after watching him fight Juan Manuel Marquez. I think Manny Pacquiao's on the downslide. Floyd may be on the downslide at 35 years old as well, but I think Manny's declining faster than Floyd. What do you think?
I think so, too. If we were in church, I'd say amen.
Amen. Lenny Williams, our guest. What are you doing? Are you got any upcoming gigs? Where are you going next?
Well, actually, on the 22nd, I'm going to be at Tommy T's out in Pleasanton. I'm doing a benefit for cancer research, a cancer foundation out there. We're trying to get more people to get involved in clinical trials, especially minorities to get involved in clinical trials, so that, you know, that the medicine that they are working on, better help them and their hesitant to get involved in the clinical trial. So we're doing that, and then I'm heading out on the 24th to go do the Joyner Cruise, going all down in the Caribbean, and then take a week doing that, and then come back and get to work. You know, yeah.
Get to work. You sound like you're enjoying life. How's your lovely wife?
She's doing fine. She's actually out at some convention, and I'm out with my grandson having lunch at the IHOP, and him and I watched the Dewey Bozella story last night, and that was very interesting and inspiring, yeah.
Listen, man, I had a great time with you New Year's Eve. I thought you rocked. I thought you were just on top of your game. Your game just seems to be keep getting better and better and better. I know this has been repeated time and again, but like fine wine, Len, you just keep getting better and richer.
Well, every time, you know, you come to my show, I have to step up my game because I know not only are you a great boxing commentator and, you know, but you know about entertainment, too. So I said, oh, there's a man out there with the sharp eye. So I got to do my thing, you know, step it up a little bit.
Okay. Lenny, all the best. Are you going to watch the HBO fight tonight, Martinez and Macklin?
Most definitely. I'll be sitting on the couch having a good time.
Well,
popcorn and everything. Yeah.
Popcorn and everything. God bless you, man. I'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Pedro. Appreciate you. All right.
The great Lenny Williams, folks, of course, of LennyWilliams.com, started off with Tower of Power back in late 1972, recorded three albums with them. Then, of course, he went solo and came up with that platinum recording, Because I Love You. I mean, it's just an incredible song. Everybody tells me it's their favorite love song. I mean, I keep getting this time and time again. Every time I mention Lenny on Facebook, you know Lenny Williams. Yeah, I know Lenny Williams. Anyway, Lenny's a great guy to know. There's no doubt about it. We had a great New Year's Eve. In fact, outside of women, I spent more New Year's Eves with Lenny Williams than I have with anybody else. On the male side, I'm talking about. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour, of course, this is the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide that airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, the Cable Radio Network, live worldwide on the Internet, and, of course, on my fabulous website, ringtalk.com. Next up, the once-beaten ghost, Robert the Ghost Guerrero, now a welterweight. He's got some big news to talk about as far as his career is concerned. Next, right here on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Smart Money is searching for true investment value today, whether in stocks, commodities, bonds, or real estate. But only one asset class is up fourfold over the last decade, precious metals. Best of all, today gold and silver are still undervalued from a long-term inflation and historical basis. But before you jump into the best assets of the 21st century, get educated by the gold experts at Swiss America. For three decades, their motto has simply been, "In serving, we lead." Their prices are fair, resources are great, and service impeccable. Yes, Smart Money is going for gold and going with Swiss America. Lift your gold IQ right now. Call toll-free 800-932-5197. That's 800-932-5197 for their 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5197 today.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Before we get back to any more of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, don't forget the website, 24/7 on the web, ringtalk.com, your inside look into the world of boxing.
My job, sometimes I go, people don't appreciate what they have in life. And I go, you know what, Bobby? You get up on stage, you work an hour a night, you drink, you get to say, how great is my job? And I get to say to a woman in the front row, nice tits. You guys can't do that at your job. You can't do that at the water cooler or the copy machine. And I don't care if you're a CEO of a company or you get 7-Eleven or a gas station. It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you're a flight attendant or a male nurse or a choreographer or a florist or a hairstylist. I'm just saying. You can't do that. Women are so upset. I was sexually harassed. I didn't. I didn't need to be sexually harassed. Sexually harassed me. Hey, Bobby, nice. Bring it on. Do you have nice balls? Look at my balls. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm serious. Women get upset about nothing. You know, my wife got dirty phone calls last year. I mean, she had like these three calls, and her number's unlisted. And she's like freaking out. I go, what are you freaking out about? She goes, some guy's calling me. I go, who is he? I don't know. But he doesn't know where you live. So she wants to put an alarm in the house and get a gun and a dog. I go, what are you doing? She can't sleep at night. I'm getting dirty phone calls. What do I do? I said, honey, I pay $8 a minute for dirty phone calls. You're getting them for free? Do you not appreciate anything? If I'm lucky enough to get dirty phone calls, I'm sleeping with the f***ing windows open, hoping that the hooker fairy may show up with a condom under my pillow. Where are you, hooker fairy? Where's my hooker fairy? Call me, hooker fairy. I love you. I gotta go. You've been great. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong, a lot of things going on. The man of the hour has an air of great power. The dudes have envied him for so long.
Often imitated but never duplicated, here I sit, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Of course, this is the boxing hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The MMA hour comes up at noon Pacific time on Saturday, of course. You can check out the podcast, the prior shows, the archive shows, all that stuff. All the info is at ringtalk.com. My next guest has a professional record of 29-1, 18 KOs. He's been a champion in three weight divisions now, 126, 130, 135 pounds. And in July, he takes on a guy named, okay, Robert, help me with this guy's name here. Selkuk Aydın? How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good.
That sounds good? That's going to be a tough one. Selkuk, okay. Selkuk Aydın.
Yeah, I've been having trouble with it, too.
23-0, 17 KOs. Where's he come out of, Russia?
Yeah, he's Turkish, but he fights out of Russia.
Okay. What does he bring to the dance? And this fight's going to be, looks like, July 28th in San Jose.
You know, he's a tough guy. I've been watching film on him. He comes to fight. I mean, they call him the mini Mike Tyson. And from the films, you know, I see why. I mean, he comes forward, you know, throws a lot of hard punches. The last guy, he fought a guy named JoJo Dean or something like that, or JoJo Dan. And, you know, fractured his jaw with the shot. So, you know, he got some cracking power. And, you know, he's one of those tough guys that nobody wants to fight. You know, one of those Europeans that nobody wants to fight. You know, he's been the mandatory for the last 2 years to fight for the WBC. You know, guys like Mayweather, the top guys, Mayweather, Ortiz, Berto, none of those guys want to fight him. So, you know, I said, bring him my way. I'll fight him.
Okay, I noticed in the top guys, you don't mention Manny Pacquiao there. Was that a Freudian slip, or does he deserve to be mentioned as one of the top guys?
You know, it's one of the top guys in the WBC. But yeah, I mean, you know, he's one of the top guys. I mean, he's pound for pound the king right now. So
you think he's you think he's pound for pound the king? You really do?
You know, from his stats, he is. But when he gets in with me, you know, he's gonna be done.
Well, you know, I think if he fights Floyd Mayweather, Mayweather gets arrested afterwards for domestic violence. I think it'd be so one sided. I mean, if he couldn't beat Juan Manuel Marquez, and I don't think he did that third fight last November, of course.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Yeah, and, you know, Donito Donaire didn't think so. The entire press row didn't think so. In fact, you know what? I'll say one thing. That fight did shut the Filipinos up a little bit. I mean, because they were, like, jumping up and down on the Internet all over the world screaming, Manny's king, Manny's king, Manny's king. Well, maybe Manny ain't so good. I mean, after watching the fight with Juan Manuel Marquez, you know, I think if he had any stones, if he really had any intestinal fortitude, he would either sign to fight Mayweather on May the 5th, because Mayweather left that date open for him. And, of course, Mayweather says, No, Manny says, you know, if Mayweather wasn't going to jail, I'd fight him on May the 5th. Then the judge gives Mayweather a reprieve in his little domestic violence beef so he doesn't have to start jail until June 1st. And Manny says, nah, I'm not going to be able to ready to fight in May. I think I'll have to fight him in – I'll have to fight in June. He's going to fight Tim Bradley instead. So is Manny Pacquiao effectively running from Floyd Mayweather, or is that just the way it looks in my mind?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, I think that last fight with Marquez scared him. You know, I was there at the fight. I felt he lost. A lot of the Filipinos there felt he lost. I seen a bunch of Filipinos with their Pacquiao jackets turned inside out. you know, that just tells you right there, you know, when you got your own home country guys just flipping their jackets inside out, you know you lost.
We're talking with Robert the Ghost Guerrero, of course, folks. Of course, he hails from Gilroy, California. And Gilroy is the only town you can smell going down the road, going down the freeway, because it is the garlic capital of the world. And you can smell garlic from the freeway. I'm talking about Highway 101. Other towns you can smell for less desirable reasons down in the Central Valley and things like that. But the bottom line is Gilroy, of course, is the garlic capital of the world. How's your lovely wife doing?
Oh, she's doing great. She's doing good. In April, she gets to meet her donor. She got in contact with her. You know, after 2 years, you get to meet them if they choose to meet you. And she's actually coming from Russia down to the United States to meet my wife. So I'm excited about that. And my wife told her, "Oh, my husband's going to fight a Russian."
Now let's fill the listeners in on that one. Robert Girl's wife, she had leukemia. Was it leukemia?
Yeah, it was leukemia.
And she got a blood marrow donor from Russia, and that saved her life. She's been in remission now for 2 years?
Yes, she's been in remission for 2 years. You know, it's incredible. And now she's going to meet her donor in April, so we're all excited. The whole family's excited about that, and she's just stoked about it. And, you know, I can't wait to see her get with the donor and see how she reacts.
Well, I'm a little bit stoked about it as well. Of course, we were worried about her, and for having known her for a long time and known you for many years, I was seriously concerned, and a lot of people that are close to you were really, really concerned. And God bless her, the fact that she's been able to come back and come back strong and be cancer-free now for 2 years. And how are the kids doing?
Kids are doing great, getting big, running around, keeping me in shape, keeping me on my toes.
Keeping you on your toes. Robert, now, this is a welterweight fight. You haven't fought before at 147 pounds. Is that going to be an issue?
No, not at all. I think it's going to benefit me. You know, I don't got to lose no 15 pounds to come down to 35. So, you know, it's always a benefit when you don't got to lose so much weight to make a weight. So, you know, I'm going to be 100% strong walking around in my natural weight.
What do you think of Julio Cesar Chavez weighing in at 160 pounds on one day, and then the next day is 183 pounds for the fight, 23 pounds? Should there be a rule against that on how much weight you can gain after a weigh-in?
Yeah, I think there should. I mean, that's ridiculous. You know, come in, you're a professional athlete, you come in that heavy, and then to top it off, 2 weeks before you're getting arrested for, you know, being drunk.
Yeah, he's had his issues. He failed a drug test as well, and then he didn't take this last drug test. He was suspended by the Association of Boxing Commissions. I think the California Nevada State Athletic Commission instituted a suspension against him for using a diuretic, which was either to lose weight or to mask the use of a steroid, one or the other. You can check what I've been told. Those are the two options on that one. But, of course, he skipped out on the drug test in Texas a few weeks ago, and he said that or they claim that they didn't have the proper equipment. Robert, all it takes is two cups, and that's it, two cups.
Yeah, two cups and some water.
two cups and some body fluids.
Send the faucet on them. It's all good. Let's go. Let it pour.
Okay. Miguel Cotto and Floyd Mayweather on May the 5th. What's going to happen there?
I think Floyd Mayweather is going to dance around him. I think Miguel Cotto's legs are too slow. You know, he's a great fighter, he has great timing, but I think Floyd's just going to outbox him. I think that's why he took the fight. He knows he can outbox him and, you know, just shake and bake him there and get out of the way.
Okay. And Manny Pacquiao and Tim Bradley, any chance of an upset there?
No, I think Bradley's going to be shocked. And when he gets in with Manny, you know, his hand speed, punching power, he hasn't fought anybody like Manny. You know, I was there at the Casamayor fight with him, and, you know, he was taking shots from Casamayor. And Casamayor, you know, he's old, and he's already way over the hill. You know, he was already getting over the hill when I beat him, and that was two, three years ago. So, you know, I think the left-handed style is going to give Bradley a lot of trouble, and the power and the speed is really just going to dominate him.
Okay. Now, you've been off a while. He had a shoulder injury last year in a fight with Marcos Medina, was put off. So how's the shoulder doing?
Oh, the shoulder's doing great. Strong. You know, I just can't wait to get back. I can't wait to get back and hit somebody. You know, I was out there doing all my strength and conditioning, my physical training out there in San Francisco, you know, at Active Care, where, you know, some of the best go there. And, you know, they do all the 49ers. They do the Giants, the A's. They send the best players out there to get their physical training done. So, you know, I made sure that, you know, I did everything right. And, you know, so I'll be back to hit it hard and make a big run.
Okay. What are you walking at? What are you walking around at right now? If you were to jump on the scale this morning, what is Robert Guerrero weigh?
Right now, if I jump on the scale, I'll be about 154 pounds.
So you're going to probably lose just a few pounds to come down to 147?
Yeah. Yep. So, you know, be feeling good, feeling strong, fast. You know, just can't wait to get in that ring again. And, you know, especially being out here in the Bay Area, it's going to be in San Jose, so all the Bay Area fans could come out and enjoy. And, you know, they've been starving to see me fight here at home. And, you know, it's going to be awesome because, you know, I got a tough guy in front of me, one of the top dudes in the division that nobody wants to fight. So, you know, I'm up for the challenge. I'm going to come and you know, make a statement, jumping up to 147 pounds and fighting for the WBC title.
Okay, we're talking about a fight July 28th at the HP Pavilion. Is that where that'll be?
Yep, it's going to be at the HP Pavilion, and, you know, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting.
And he's taking on Selkuk Aydin. He's going to have one of those tough names for a ring announcer, but whoever will have the job that night will get it done, I'm sure. He is 23-0. What?
You know what I say? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how you pronounce his name. I'm just going to go in there and put a beating on him.
Okay. Robert the Gross Guerrero talking about Selkuk Aydin. Aydin is 23-0, 17 KOs, been avoided by a lot of guys. And, of course, Robert Guerrero, 29-1-1 with 18 KOs. He is the best lightweight in the world and the best junior welterweight in the world in a lot of people's mind. Now he can step up and test the waters at 147 pounds. Say hello to your lovely wife. I hope the family's doing well. Say hi to your dad and your mom for me, and I wish you the best, Robert.
All right. I'll see you soon. You take care, and you have a great day.
Thank you so much. Robert the Ghost Guerrero, most classy young man that he is out of Gilroy, California. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is East Bay Soul. I saw them last night in Yoshi's in Oakland, California. And Greg Adams, of course, the band leader, a Tower of Power founding member, was just brilliant. Greg is still class of 1969. Westmore High School was there. A lot of people from South City were there. The entire place was packed. God bless you, Greg Adams. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide with East Bay Soul.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit cards. Debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. freedom112.com, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund.
Call 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, 1-800-380-4259, or visit airtimestore.com, airtimestore.com.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies, and Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You ask me how well did he fight, I don't know. But I can tell you one thing, he punched good.
No mission impossible here, folks. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, where we make entertaining you in the world of boxing and MMA a possibility every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. HBO, March 17th, Sergio Martinez, 48-2-2, taking on Matthew Macklin, 28-3. Look for Martinez to lick him like a stamp. The co-feature is Edwin Rodriguez, 20-0, a super middleweight, taking on Don George, 22-1-1. Don't know much about George, but Rodriguez is the favorite fighter here. Moving on down the schedule, of course, down in Culiacan, Mexico, Roman Gonzalez, 30-0, taking on Manuel Jimenez, 11-2-1. Why would a guy 30-0 be fighting a guy 11-2-1, especially for a junior flyweight title? Anyway, the WBO is sanctioning that. Omar Chavez, pretty good fighter, 27-1-1, taking on Emilio Julio. And then he's 20 wins, 7 losses, and a couple of draws. Across the pond, Matthew Hatton, the brother of Ricky Hatton, taking on Kell Brook. Kell Brook's 26-0, Matthew Hatton 42-5-2. Let me tell you, if I was still fighting, I would want to fight Matthew Hatton, because I think I would beat on Matthew Hatton like a set of bongo drums or a congo drums. I'm telling you, just slap him silly. I think he's so limited, it's unbelievable. His brother, not a bad fighter, but Matthew Hatton couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me thank you for joining the Ring Talk family. We are here each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Of course, you can catch the show at any time, 24-7, 366 days a year. This is a leap year. At ringtalk.com. That's RINGTALK. One of my guests today, this is Lenny Williams, taking us to the break, folks. Of course, it is so very hard to go each and every week. But until then, until next week, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life.